Okay, Be'ez Hashem, usually on Thursday night we do a few minutes of Musar. Sometimes we do 10 minutes of Chassidus. Tonight I'm not going to, per my prepared notes, I'm not going to quote a single Chassidus Sefer. In fact, the only sources I'm going to quote are halachic sources, but all of the sources I think are Yisod Gadol in Chassidus, Be'ez Hashem, as we're going to develop. I heard from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita today. And then I opened up the Yushalayim B'Mo'adeha. I wasn't familiar with it from the Sichot, from his Shmuzin, but in the Yushalayim B'Mo'adeha this appears, that he asks a very basic question, Kedarko Kodesh, very much in Rav Nevin Sal's style. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that we're going to be asked a few questions when we get upstairs. My kids are enjoying, before the 3 weeks, we're enjoying the music of Eighth Day. And they took a play on the question in the Gemara in Shabbos, and that is the question that you're going to be asked after it's all over. Problem is, they don't quote exactly what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you're going to be asked, Nasata v'nasasa b'emuna, Asakta b'piria v'rivya, and we're also going to be asked, Sipisa li'Yeshua. Did we look, did we aspire for Yeshua? Rashi says, L'kium divrei ha-nevim. So Rav Nevin Sal asks, what's the source in the Torah for Tzipisa li-Yeshua? We know, Nasata v'nasasa b'muna b'mitvar sheker tirchok, to be honest, but what's the source of Tzipisa li-Yeshua? And he suggested something that works nicely this week, and that is, it's from this week's Parsha. By the Karban HaTamid, we have Tishmeru l'hakriv li b'mo'ado. Tishmeru, you should be Shomer. Rav Nevin Sal suggests that this Tishmeru, l'hakriv li b'mo'ado, is not only bizman habayis, but the lashon avol shmira yishana gam mashmos nusefes, v'oviv shomer es hadavar. Niten lefarish b'muvan shel tzipia. That Tishmeru means to guard it. It refers to us guarding something even when it doesn't entirely exist. The aspiration, the desire, the purity of Migdash, that is central to what a Jew is. And therefore, the Avoda Bein HaMitzarim is not only Avoda which is Avelus, but as we're going to present Be'ezer Hashem tonight, is also inherent to Avodas Hashem. Tzipisa li-Yeshua is the definition, part of the definition of whether a Jew is an Oyved Hashem. Not just simply Avelus, a sense of tremendous loss. Let's say, Chas v'chalila, Niftar lo, Ovi v'imo. Not only that sense of loss, but it becomes part of Avodas Hashem. Very interesting, the Rambam paskins that there's a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. I'd like to extend what my Rebbe said, actually connect it to something else in a different context that he had suggested, that there's the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, of course, is directly relevant to these words, Lishmar, to guard. Now, the Rambam, when he paskins in regards to the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, he says that the mitzvah is specifically Balayla. And the Achronim and Mefarshim are a little bit bothered. Why did the Rambam say the mitzvah of guarding the Migdash is only at night and not during the day? So, Rav Nevin Sal asked a similar question. Bamidbar Gimel, in the Sefer, this is in the Sefer Mitzion Michlal Yofi, one of the earliest Sfarim of Rav Nevin Sal's Torah. He asked a similar question in regards to the mitzvah of Aaron HaKohen to guard the Migdash. There it says, Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamiches, V'achonim lufnei Mishkan keinma lufnei ol moed mizracha, Moshe v'Aaron ubanav, shomrim mishperes ha-migdash l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. So Rav Nevin Sal asked a very simple question, and that is, at the end of the day, the mitzvah of Aaron guarding the Migdash, guarding the Mishkan, how are you going to be able to fulfill it if it's only Aaron and Vanav, Moshe and Aaron and Vanav, who could do the Avoda? How is it possible for them to do both? So he suggests, according to the Rambam that we quote in Beis Abachira in Perikhes, that says that the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash is only at night and not during the day, the answer is beautiful. And that is, that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is such that, of course, if you're doing the Avodah, there's no need for Shmiras HaMikdash. Now, there are different explanations for what Shmiras HaMikdash is all about. The Rambam himself in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Perek Aleph writes that the mitzvah is HaMishmaros Eina Machmas Pachad Elozu Mitzvah Kavod Lebayis V'Hidur V'Ramamus. So, when does it need that particular time? It needs it in Tamid. When does one need that particular time? Lahadur L'Rome Mesabayis. If the Avodah is all focused on the Bayis, so then in such a case, there's no need. However, it's at night, when it's abandoned, that's the time when there's no Avodah B'Yom, so then in such a case, that's going to be the mitzvah. Im Kenim Advarim. So then what comes out is, our Rebbe's Yesod is even heightened. When we're Mekayim Tzipisa L'Yeshua, when a person's Mekayim Shmiras HaMikdash, whatever that means, today, when a person's Mekayim Shmiras HaMikdash today, that's the ultimate Shmiras HaMikdash. That's at the time when the Mikdash is not there, and we're going to need to explain how that's Avodas Hashem, but it could very well be it's the ultimate. Now, there is a very significant Diyun in the Achronim. The Avnei Nezer takes it that it's obvious that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash does not apply Bizman Hazeh. There's unfortunately no Mikdash. That's the Avnei Nezer is a starting point somewhere in the Tshuvas. However, it could be that if there is the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is to prevent from a Zar going up, so then that still applies. Today it's even more of the issue is even more poignant today than it was probably in any other time in Jewish history. But leaving that issue aside, listen to the Rambam's Lashon again in Tamid in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says, V'kach ha'yishomrim es ha'mishkan b'midbar u'bimei shleima v'ad soif ha'doiris. The Rambam says there's a shmira ad soif ha'doiris. So the Achronim have a diun in this, the Rambam's Lashon in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Is the Rambam telling us that there's even an inyan of Shmiras HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh? So those of us who are zochet to be connected to the old city of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, it's a very, very exciting idea that it could be that there is. But either way, whether it's a Kiyum Mitzvah or not, Shmiras HaMikdash Tzipisa LeYeshua is something that is as poignant today. The Shmiras HaMikdash component is as poignant today as it's ever been. What are we being mitzapa for? What exactly is that that aspiration? So, I'll read you more of Rav Nevenzel's words, and then we'll look at it from the perspective of the Talmidim, and not only from the perspective of the Gedolei Torah. Rav Nevenzel puts it in a very, very in very simple terms in his Sicha. Kifi sharinu b'Rambam, everybody knows this Rambam, that when it comes to our aspirations for Mashiach, it's not about shenuchal oz lechov lishtos tov yoser, but rather what we want to do is get closer to chaya olam haba. Memela nimtza, and here Nevenzel is almost a little bit sarcastic. Shemi sheinenu oev lilmod, someone who doesn't look love to learn, yeh miskein ma'od b'imos ha-mashiach. Nebuch, I feel bad for him. Ma'u yaseh az, what's he going to do when Mashiach comes? Yirtzel eftoach et eiton likro chadashot, he's going to open up the newspaper, he's going to want to read the newspaper. V'ine b'amud ha-rishon yeshir shenemar ha-melech ha-mashiach, the first page is going to be the shir that Mashiach said. B'amud ha-sheni, shir shomar Eliyahu ha-novi. Yinasel eftoach et Mador Sport, he's going to try to go visit the stadium. What's going to be there? Kushya Shetiretz Rava, Viteret Shetiretz Rav Yosef, Yiftacha the radio, Shuv Yisham Ashir Shalabayev Rava. Then he adds, Gama Shagrir Amerikai, even the American ambassador, Shom Ashir Me Amelech HaMashiach, Kmo Shekasa Rambam, V'yavoyu Kol HaGoyim Lishmoya, that's going to be the news. That's going to be entirely news in Yemei HaMashiach. What about those who for whatever reason are good people, but didn't have the opportunity to learn the Havayas of Abaye and Rava. So my Rebbe doesn't address it. But it's Pashut that to me that the answer is that we're not only talking about Eliyahu salving a Shaila, a Teiku of a Gemara Nelu Metzias. What we're talking about is an emphasis of purity of nefesh, purity of soul, an aspiration of a tikkun of all parts of the world that's going to be central Imos HaMashiach. And that's what Eliyahu HaNavi is also going to represent. A sense of clarity where a person begins to slowly remove himself from the earthly components of this world and begins to live in a more heavenly fashion. And that is going to be the center of humanity. That's going to be the center of humanity. In its pinnacle, it's of course the amkus of the havayis of Abaye and Rava. But how many people are shakua in their nasata v'nasasa? How many people are just involved in their daily lives just to survive in their days of business? How many people are just involved in chasing after women? Comes along the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph in Shabbos, and says, La'asid lovo, we're going to be asked the following question. In Hasidus, this is all called one word, and that is the word of kisufim. I told you I wasn't going to quote a single Hasidish Sefer. I didn't see this idea in any Hasidish Sefer. But every single word of the Rambam are mevusas on this idea that we read before. Maybe we need our Rabbeim to open us up a little bit. Kisufim mean she'ifos, a person's aspirations, a person's desires, what they truly want. What is an asata v'nasasa? Is an asata v'nasasa just a heichi timtza for us to get a bigger apartment? Baruch Hashem, there are people here who are looking to grow, to find a larger place for their families. Is that what the Nasata v'Nasasa is all about? Or is the Nasata v'Nasasa follow with something else? It's Be'emuna. Is relationship with a woman for a bachur who's looking for a wife, is it because he wants to finally get married? Or is it because of Asakta v'Piri of Arivya? And finally, our focus for tonight is these kisufim. Tzipisa li Yeshua. Ultimately, was a person looking for that time? Did he have that desire where one day he'd be able to focus entirely to everything that the Yeshua represents? That's why it's at the core of Avodas Hashem, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Because a person, as Rav Nevensal is saying beautifully sarcastically, does a person really, really want Mashiach to come? Or is he quite happy being shakua with his daf yomi? But is there a deeper aspiration for him to create and be something better? Is that his muhus? Is that his essence? Just like all the other shailas that one is going to be asked after May of Esrim. And therefore, Tzipisa li Yeshua becomes an integral part in Avodas Hashem. There was a famous philosopher, Jewish philosopher. His sister was also equally famous, if not more famous, and that is Yeshaya Leibovitch. Many people have very different opinions about Yeshaya Leibovitch. I'm not going to pass judgment about him in general. He was an extreme rationalist. Definitely doesn't fit into a 10-minute Hasidus discussion. Kedarko, and he might have sources in Halacha. Leibovitch was bothered by the emergence of the Kotel as being such a central theme here in Arzenu HaKadosha. In fact, he coined a phrase, he called it the Diskotel, which in of itself is ridiculous. Beis HaShem should always be ridiculous. What he meant was that the Kotel itself, he was taking a piece of stone and turning it into a national religion. But Rabosai, that's entirely wrong. Because that connection to the Kotel HaMaravi represents this Bechina of Tzipisa LeYeshua. The wall that holds, which Al Pi Halacha, ever since I learned from my Rabbeim, I don't even Bli Neder touch the wall. Beis Hashem, in a short time we should be able to be Mekar ourselves to be able to go up to Makom HaMikdash. My Rabbeim don't even touch the wall. Forget about talking about going up to Har HaBayis. They don't even touch the wall. But the wall is full of the Kvitlach, the hopes and the dreams of Klal Yisrael. What it represents, this Shmiras HaMikdash that we described, and this Tzipisa LeYeshua, represents two things. It represents a connection to a past. When we hold that wall so dear, what we're doing is we're saying firmly and clearly, this was the place of our previous glory, and this is where we know will once again be a place. And therefore, the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash, maybe when the Rambam writes, Ad Soif HaDoiris, what the Rambam is saying is that this is an integral part of Avodas Hashem. It's an integral part of Avodas Hashem because of two parts. Number one, it's our connection to a past. And that past is now is not the time to be marich about Kedushas HaMokom HaMikdash and Kedushas Maimir Har Sinai. But it's definitely connected. And something else. And that is this Bechin of Tzipisa LeYeshua, this She'ifa, that there'll be a time when we will be not simply Nasata V'Nasasa, when there's going to be a time that you and I are not going to simply be Shakua in our daily routine, but there's going to be a part of us that's going to be Shoei for something more. Divrei HaNevi'im. To live all of the Tzipiot, all the hopes and the dreams of the Nevi'im. That's all in this week's parasha. Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mayadoi. Maybe we could add to what my Rebbe said, and this, with this we'll conclude. But how do you go about doing it? Don't abandon the parashas HaTamid itself. Of course, the mysterious Hakdama to the Ein Yaakov, the Ein Yaakov quotes a medrash that no one has found. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Parashas Pinchas. Parashas HaTamid. So Parashas HaTamid is critical for two parts. It's the Tmidus of Klal Yisrael. That consistency on the one hand, but also the Havana, that understanding of Tishmeru L'Hakriv Li B'Mayadoi. That on the one hand, there's this Tmidus that I have my Dafyomi. And without that Dafyomi, if your children don't see that routine, then ultimately won't pay pass down Midar L'Dar. But then there's another Shmira that's Nichlal in the Parashas HaTamid. And that's the Shmira of Tzipisa LeYeshua. The she'ifa of tahara, the she'ifa for a person to go above and beyond what in Chassidus we call kisufim. And with that kisufim, a person could transform his nasata v'nasasa. His nasata v'nasasa could be mamish be'emuna. And that's the answer to what a simple man might react when reading Rav Neven Sal's Sicha. Rav Neven Sal was giving Musar to yeshiva boys. If now you're not going to appreciate a Daf Gemara Chaval, you're not going to get the essence of what Mashiach is about. But what about those people who didn't have the opportunity? The answer is that those people also have the ability to transform through Kisufim. My Zayde Zichrono Livracha, who I was named after, I mentioned in the past, my great-grandfather probably had to choose between two brothers two sons. Which of the two boys were going to go to yeshiva? My great uncle went to yeshiva, my grandfather didn't. My great uncle was a Talmud Chacham Nifla, learned in Lomja. We spoke about him in the past, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Gordon. My grandfather was a simple grocery owner. We spoke about him a little bit last week, also after this year. But all those who knew him said he was up at 5 in the morning. He was part of the Chevra Mishnayis. And his Nasatov and Nasasa was Mamish Be'emuna. In both parts. Emuna Be'kutcha Brichu and Muna is being in Hashemis. That person is going to have a place in Tzipis of Yeshua. But that's a person who needs a she'ifa. A she'ifa for Yeshua. And there are some people who went to yeshiva who are still learning a little bit. But that desire, the cheshek to be closer with Kudsha Brichu, that cheshek to Gilui Shechina, unfortunately the Chumrius has pulled us down. Bezer Hashem, this Avodah Bein HaMitzrayim, we have to ask ourselves, both parts, do we have that sense of Avelus B'Migdash? And is that Avelus of the Migdash transforming what type of Ovdei Hashem we are? And that will transport our lave, where our heart is going to be, as Nefesh HaChaim describes, one of the most important pieces in the Nefesh HaChaim, that the holiest part of a Jew is the Jewish heart. And he says that is holier than the Mokom HaMikdash itself. The Mokom HaMikdash is the heart of the universe, the physical universe, and the Jewish heart is the parallel in the spiritual universe to the Mokom HaMikdash. But that's all dependent on that Tzipi Sel Yeshua. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to mekayim this Tzipi Sel Yeshua and rejoice that we'll be able to appreciate every single part of B'soras El Yohanavi B'Yesko El Tzedek.